Hello, everybody. We have a guest today, and his name is Ashton. Say hello, Ashton.
Hey, what's up?
Thank you for being nice and loud. Chris, you want to say hello?
Hi, you all know who I am. I've been here just about every episode.
Yeah, that's true. Chris is the wonderful love of my life, and Ashton's the goblin that lives behind my couch.
Yeah, he's our son.
I'm on your couch.
We're here talking about how we all met. So, I'm going to go first. I found Ashton in the back of chemtrails.
Wait, what the fuck? This is new to me.
I met Ashton at my ex-girlfriend and I were going to Pride in Boston, Massachusetts, where I found Ashton. I think you complimented my backpack.
No, that was my ex.
That was your ex, who we're going to call Finland for now.
Yeah.
I panicked! Finland and my ex-girlfriend, H, were very good friends. I had to go up with him on the spot.
You know, the throwaway, it's fine.
Yeah, the throwaway, but we clicked, you and I actually clicked off pretty fast.
We did, because I was just like, we're both awkward, we're gay, and we're trans.
We both like anime, too.
That, too.
I remember I was like, hey, I like your flag, and you're like, thanks, I'm a fag. We were friends ever since.
I probably did say that.
You did. I remember that word for word.
Oh.
And we walked around, and we had a great time together, and we grew very close very fast, too. We kept losing your ex, and I got lost and started crying. And we got pizza with plantation owner Jane Crocker.
And you also threw a fried Oreo.
Yeah, I threw a fried Oreo at a Nazi.
I can still remember the whacking man that hit the sign.
Don't solve your problems with violence.
It was an Oreo, lady.
It was a fried Oreo.
It was a fucking Oreo.
I paid $5
tasty
for those.
Snack.
I'm a tasty snack.
I'm your son.
Give me that look. I'm God's tasty snack.
I wish that, I almost wish this was a video so that our dear listeners could see some of the lovely facial expressions and, like, offended gestures that are happening right now.
Aww.
But I'm going to have to ask the two of you keep most of your exchanges verbal so that our listeners can understand what's going on.
Okay, one thing.
I have a small pea brain, I'm sorry.
One thing, Ashton?
What?
Fuck you.
Oh.
Okay,
but we became very fast friends. We hung out once after that at a convention that was absolutely terrible.
It was like, for me, it was like a $45 ticket. You got in for free.
Yeah, I got in for free.
And I was
had
like,
my wheelchair.
How the fuck? And then you told me.
It's like, hey, Ashton, my spine doesn't work.
And
like,
then
cool.
Later in the convention, you proceeded to wheel me in the wheelchair
yeah,
as I screamed.
Screaming like a
girl. Well, I didn't scream per se. I just looked terrified, and I'm pretty
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you like me alone, yeah.
Everybody
I made you say
there.
The M word.
No, I did not say
you
it.
Said,
I just said, oh yeah, you were telling me to
you
say it Rouse, and I just stopped at the end.
You made the first syllable.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Papa's so proud. Look at my little
because I'm pretty sure when you were rolling me down that one hallway.
Yeah, the really long
hallway. I'm pretty sure everybody was like, that child's getting kidnapped.
That cripple can walk.
Sweet.
It's like one of those sermons where, like, the guy slaps the guy in the forehead and he, like, throws him in the bathtub full of, like, electric water.
I'm sorry, what?
You've never seen those Christian sermons where it's like, come on, everybody, I'm Billy the White Boy, I'm gonna kill you if you can't, like, all that whole thing.
No.
No.
I live in a Presbyterian house.
What the fuck does that mean? Stop swearing at me.
Christians, but chill.
You're Jewish!
I am a Jew. I was baptized, though, as a Presbyterian, but raised in a Jew. I'm very confusing.
Don't you mean very confusing?
God fucking damn it.
I'll see myself out. Bye, guys.
No, don't. Come
Enjoy
back.
Enjoy the podcast by yourself.
No.
Okay, bye.
I see I'm not wanted. Bye.
No, come back.
Oh,
is your ass okay?
Okay. Well, since Trickster's gone, I guess I'll start on how I met Ashton. They're dancing in the background.
They're vibing.
Anyways,
I'm back.
I met Ashton when Trickster invited him over, and he walked through the front door of our shared house And Trickster went, "This is Ashton, he is tall." And then he stayed over for like 3 days, and he was just in my house.
I didn't leave you guys alone for like 24, like 8 hours. I had to go to work.
Yeah, and then we were like left alone for 8 hours together, and neither of us knew each other, and it was kind of awkward, and we just kind of like sat there and showed each other memes on our phones, like silently.
You know that one emoji where it's just like, the two fingers.
The cursed emojis.
Yeah, the cursed emoji where it's like the big old eyes and the fingers doing this, yeah, like me. Little pointing. That was basically us, but with memes.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to look at my Minecraft memes on my phone?
I usually showed really bad shit posts.
You do.
The one where, then, usually it either involves a really cursed image of me or really
you
stupid.
You have a lot of memes of yourself, actually.
I do. I don't have any normal photos of myself. The one
then normal, there's me mixed Mr. Instagram selfie Snapchat filter.
The one normal photo of myself is literally me in Canada, and I look like I have a giant dad
I abuse,
bod.
Can I make a really bad joke?
Yes.
I abused the dog filter how my mom abused me. I'm funny.
I need my skin.
I'm silly. Love it me.
I don't have pictures of myself because I do not want to be perceived.
I love how we're the three corners of, like, gay and mentally ill right here.
The three gays going to brunch.
Let's go to brunch tomorrow, guys. In a pandemic.
Let's not go to brunch.
We're in a pandemic.
We're in hell right now.
Yeah, but did we ever talk about how we met on here, babe?
No, we never did.
So we met. We don't remember how we met because of that sweet trauma, but not shared trauma yet.
No shared trauma, but we both just happened to black out the same
years. Does our friend Rake count as trauma?
Oh my god!
I was like, who? And then I remembered.
God fucking damn it. I guess if you want.
Yeah, let's call that as a shared. It's like a group trauma.
It is a group trauma.
He didn't traumatize me, he just pissed me off.
The bathroom.
That wasn't traumatizing
to me. I needed
to
pee for like an hour, dude.
Ugh.
My bladder will never see the light of day.
It like, better fucking
I
not!
That belongs inside your body!
My insides are on the outside, and my outsides are on the inside.
Don't clap into the mic.
That's how people die. No.
Yeah, like if you're gonna clap, clap softly and clap away from the mic.
Like that one. Clap like you're trying to speak through me, the soft-spoken bitch.
You really think my volume non-existent ass is how to be quiet? I don't know what knives are, I don't know what things are, I don't know what pronouns are. Ask me anything, I won't know the answer.
No.
It reminds me of that one Tumblr post, ask a frog the day of the week, he doesn't know.
Yeah, that's me, I'm the frog.
I have just a small pea brain bouncing around in my skull like the Windows screen.
Okay, so
but we met through the Vent app.
Yeah, we met on...
We were kinnies.
Yeah. We were bad, terrible kinnies on the Vent app, which is slowly dying.
Oh, sweet, sweet Vent and your kin currency.
And then you guys converted me into kin.
And
don't act like kinning is a religion.
No, it's not
what
I meant.
For some people it is, but let's not get into that.
Yeah, we're
that's not what I meant.
We'll talk about kinning a different episode.
Yeah,
but maybe. I remember I was leaving the app because I got my call out, and I was losing my followers were dropping like flies.
Right.
I lost like 30 in a day.
Right.
And I was like, cool, I'm leaving, here's my Facebook, and you added me.
Right.
And I'd only send you friend requests on Cookie Run and not actually talk to you.
Yeah.
For, like, a solid year.
And then we were all like, maybe we should actually talk to each other. And we sent, like, we would send, like, the occasional pet video and, hey, want to meet all my stuffed animals and nothing else. Yeah.
If this isn't gay solidarity, I don't know what is.
But then we got, I was like, hey, can I call you, like, last August, I think.
Well, I had just had to move back in with Paul. Mm-hmm. Who, there are so many people named Paul in the world, I don't feel like I need to give, like, a...
Yeah, like a fake name, like Rake or Duh. Finland.
Finland, yeah.
Duh.
Finland, H. No, Paul is fine.
Jane Crocker stays the same.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about her one episode.
We haven't figured out how yet. But, so I had to move back in with Paul, and, you had asked... A couple years prior, like, hey, do you want to join my Discord server? And I'd been like, I don't have a Discord. But I had just finally made a Discord, and I was like, hey,
I made this like an hour ago. Do you still want me to join your server? And you were like, hell yeah. And then we proceeded to call each other every single day, going from 3 hours at the beginning to 9+ hours towards the end. And we did not realize we were gay.
Yeah, we did not realize we were gay. I remember talking about them, like, hey, I think I have a crush on my best friend. What do I do? And you're like, I don't know. I like dragons. And that was it.
I feel called out.
But no,
First off, it would have probably been me saying, I like Mothman.
But no, I remember that I was toddling Ashton about how much I liked this really cool friend of mine. We had yearning hour.
We had yearning hour every night.
I do remember you calling me about
that. And we didn't know.
Like, I was like, I just want to, not to be gay, but I want to hold your hand.
Was I with someone at the time? Or?
Yes, you were with someone at the time. It was that boyfriend that, you guys were long distance, they just ghosted you for a while.
Oh,
Yeah, that one. You drew a lot of art for them. They're black. They look like me.
No, they didn't ghost me. We're friends still.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's really sweet.
That's pleasant. My relationship's been like that, but I'm kind of BPD where it's like I want to kill my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, no, it's just because of the pandemic all the stress, you know. I was just like, you know what? Valid. Cool. Love you still. And he's like, love you too, but
No homo.
No homo. I'm like, okay.
And no, I remember telling you about yearning. Yeah, because we talked about yearning hour, and I was you were like, my boyfriend woke up and he was like, hey, I'm in love with my best friend. What do I do?
I was just like, I'm going through a breakup. And you're like, haha, I'm gay.
Like, how do I tell my friend that I'm romantically in love with them? And I remember a friend of mine was like, told one of your friends, the homestuck kitty, that she was like, hey, Trickster has a crush on Frisk. I was like, shut up! And that was it.
Why did your soul leave your body?
And then I was one day, I was like, hey, you were like, I need to find a place to live. I was like, hey, come live with me. Without thinking about any of the repercussions, I was just like, friend, 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 friend. And that was it.
Right. And then I thought about it for a while and I was like, you know what? Sure, why not? And as it turns out, there was a lot of why not, but we're working through it.
Yeah, we're almost together for 2 years. I can't count time.
You guys really took the, and they were roommates meme.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. We got together on Valentine's Day of this year with some really shitty Kennys. And I don't think we, like...
Our first date was Valentine's Day, but at Valentine's Day, we were still like, but no homo, though.
Like, holding... Like, we kissed for the first time on Valentine's Day, too.
I don't remember that.
I kissed your cheek, and you kissed my cheek.
Yeah, we...
And I was like, wow!
But no homo.
I haven't felt like this in years! Not since my husband left me!
I'm sorry, when were you married?
I was married for a little bit, but that's not important.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, so we had, like, our first date and our first kiss on Valentine's Day.
And did not get the hint.
And then it took us to, like, April, and we'd been taking, like, am I gay quizzes online and, like, compatibility tests and couldn't get it through our thick fucking skulls. I'm, like, a walking, like, stereotype. I am the useless gay.
Like, we shared a bed for almost a year. We did not put that together.
Yeah. And then my bed showed up in the mail, and we were all like, oh, but I'd miss sleeping with you. But, like, platonically.
Make sure you add no homo.
When the first night they moved in, I was just like, they were, like, trying to sleep. And I was lying next to them, staring at them. And they were like, dude, close your eyes. And my stupid fucking ass was like, but I like you.
But, like, staring.
But I like you. No, did not understand the hint.
We didn't get it till April, and we were all like, fuck.
God!
Are we dating? I think we're dating.
We were like that in March, though. It wasn't even April.
Well, we started taking quests like, what is romantic relationship? Yeah. When are we dating? Like, Google searches at, like, 4 in the morning.
Yearning hour.
And then in April, we were all like, okay, I think this is dating, actually.
Oh, no. Like, they were like, do you want to date me? Because I don't want to date me. And you're like, oh, I kind of like you.
Yeah.
You were.
And now the bed that came in the mail, or whatever bed was here, I sleep on.
Yeah, Ashton.
Right, Ashton sleeps on it in the living room.
I get to be the loner.
There's Cheeto stains on it, just for you.
Oh, thank you. They give me company.
Oh my god! I swear I changed the sheets today. They're clean.
They're no longer crusty.
It wasn't
The old one had blood stains on it. Don't worry about
what
it.
What I find funnier about our relationship is that our neighbors knew we were gay before.
Yeah, we the first day I moved in, it was like, hi, I'm the new neighbor. And they're all like,
what a charming young couple.
Yeah.
Because they thought we were lesbians, and they still think we're lesbians.
They still think we're lesbians. It's
we
very
uncomfortable. We don't look at lesbians.
I don't see it.
Well, it's like, it's especially uncomfortable because they thought we were lesbians to start off with, but they also thought I was a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Because the first time that they saw me, I was binding.
That's very true. You were binding.
And I was dressed very, very androgynously. And I had my hair, like, pinned back.
Well, you white people look good at looking androgynous.
You
just look like a high school boy, though, Ashton.
He's fucking saying you white people.
Yes, like, have you ever seen, like, if you Google, like, trans boy Tumblr, you get a bunch of white people. It's okay, like a sea of foam.
Listen.
Sea of shaving cream.
Let's all agree, I'm white as
we're at 16 minutes.
Let's just go
now.
To 20, let's go to 20.
It's gonna glitch.
That's fine, I'll edit it later. Or I'll lie and say I will, but then I won't. But like, it's like it's like an ocean of whipped cream for Tumblr, but.
And then I'm whiter than the snow. I can literally camouflage.
I glow in the dark.
Hey. We're glow sticks.
I know. Have a father.
Here, hold on. I can't crack my fingers right now. It's going to be all like glow stick. Thank you.
Perfect.
You got some nice foley already.
Thank you for the.
Call us my brother, and me, because we're don't crack your toes near my phone.
It's the only bone I can reliably crack.
Crick, crack.
Y'all are so tiring. I can't wait till we have Alex on here with Ashton.
So tiring, except that we had to restart this episode five times, because you two.
Sorry.
You know, I just find it funny that we've all been connected in this really fun way, and you guys wouldn't be friends without my little stupid fucking ass, so thank you. You're welcome.
Did you say my little dick
ass? My little dick ass? Like the teeny peeny.
The dick butt meme.
The dick butt. I miss dick butt. We should bring him back.
No.
Let's not.
Sir Richard Ass. Please, call me Dick. Dick butt was my father.
Sir.
I miss my wife tails.
We'll do like
piss on my fucking wife.
Dick butt, but it's like baby nut.
Don't say dick butt baby nut. This is like a Barry Gripp song.
and then it'll be all like, please call me Richard Ass. Dick butt was my father.
I think we should end the podcast here before we get a fucking copyright takedown from baby nut. Any last words before I shoot you both?
It's not copyrighted. It's parody. Good night.